Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Dr. Will Moreland grew up in Compton, California, when the drug problem, gang violence, and murder rate were all at an all-time high. But he made a critical choice not to let his start determine his finish. For two decades, he studied and used the tools, habits, and mental perspective it takes for anyone to achieve success in life. He's a serial entrepreneur. He started 15 companies. He currently oversees three. You can sign up to read the Moreland Report every month to gain insight on life and business at www.drwillspeaks.com. That's www.drwillspeaks.com. Here is the final part of the interview.
You mentioned earlier the difference between, you know, this part about living, whether it's for success, which is really for yourself, or significance for others. I read a book, I don't know if you have, but I read a book about 15 years ago. Somebody gave me a book called Halftime by an author named Bob Buford, and then I went to see him speak, and actually I volunteered to help out in the green room, in the speaking room, and I got him lunch and had a chance to meet him and speak to him. That's how much his book affected me. I wanted to meet him. And he wrote a book. He's a multimillionaire, big business success, who said, you know, the story was he chased success his whole life, a bigger house, better car, more money, this, that. And then he reached the point where he said, you know, I reached the point where one more multi-million-dollar deal just wasn't going to be the one. It wasn't going to, you know, there was an emptiness. It was like, and it wasn't going to be one more house, and it wasn't going to be one more car, or one more $1 million, or one more deal. So he shifted and started giving his money away and using it to build schools and bridges and churches and homeless shelters. And he said he started to move from this success to significance. And the book was all about how every man, every person should at some point, we all make this decision. We spend the first half of our life kind of chasing all this success, and then he suggested we spend the next half of our life, which is why the book was called Halftime, going to significance, and he was urging all of us to make that shift earlier in our life. I know you have a lot of messaging around this, living a significant life instead of just successful life. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you?
All right. So for me, I'll tell you when it really hit me. Several years ago, I'm driving down the street. I'm driving in to make it all relative. I'm driving down the street in my Range Rover. I have my daughter in the back. She's maybe 2 or 3 years old, and she's in the back, and I just, for whatever reason, look back at her, and we had really carved out a great life, you know, what they call the lap of luxury, and I really started asking myself, you know, how much of this is going to transfer to her? How much of this, you know, 5 years from now, this car will be old, she won't care about this car, the clothes that she has on will be old, you know, all this type of stuff, and I really wanted to really see what I was creating in my life that she could be proud of that her dad had done. And so when I really took an inventory of my life, we had accumulated a lot of stuff. And once again, this is, it's hard for people who may not have a lot of money to kind of think about this because they're just in a pursuit. But, you know, it's easy to say when you have a lot of money, it's really not about the money to the person who is living paycheck to paycheck. But honestly, at the end of the day, when you really look at and take an inventory of what really makes you happy, not what other people say you should have that makes you happy, but when you really take an inventory of what really makes you happy, for me, Steve, it was the opportunity to create wonderful experiences for my family to enjoy with our friends. So that was one thing. And for that to happen, yes, a certain amount of money has to be, you know, in place. But on the other turn of that, on my deathbed, I'm not going to care that I took my company from zero to this, or I raised the revenue from 20% to 30% and we expanded to 7. I'm not going to care about that. What I am going to care about is, at the end of the day, how long after I live will I live? Will I die when they put my body in the ground, or will there be things around this earth that I've impacted that someone can say, because this man lived his life to leave a legacy, that this school is here, or this foundation is here, or 100 young men were able to go to college, and it wasn't just 100 young men going to college, but it's now 100 families that are impacted, and because these 100 families are impacted, how many communities are impacted, and because that community is impacted, how many states are impacted. And so for me, it was really about thinking 3 to 4 generations down. You know, anytime you go into a Marriott hotel, one of the things that you'll see is J.W. Marriott on a picture with his son standing there, and I call that a legacy picture. And I want my grandchildren to be able to walk into their house, and I want that type of picture. They may have never met me, but I want them to know that the quality of life that they're living is because of the man on that picture, because he made certain sacrifices, because he was thinking about me when he was living his life. And so when we talk about going from success to significance, yeah, success, you have to go through success to get to significance. And so I never want to tell people, you know, don't try to be your best. Don't try to earn as much as you can. But at the end of the day, remember that, you know, significance is way more important than success. And a lot of people, they try to take it as a either or. I don't think there's an either or. I think that, yeah, you know, the first responsibility is to take care of your immediate family and you know, the next generation. And I'll be honest with you. I grew up poor and with no money, and now we're blessed to have money, and I enjoy having money a whole lot more than being poor. So I'm not an advocate for, you know, selling all your stuff and, you know, and going on, you know, certain types of trips. But what I am saying is, in lieu of just going after that success, you know, really take a moment to really think about what happens after that. And as you mentioned the book, I so many of my clients that I work with, they start realizing that, you know, I got the nice car, I got the house, I got the corner office, but now what does that really mean? I remember seeing Tom Brady several years ago do an interview, and he said, my whole life I worked to get a Super Bowl, and now here I am 24 years old, 25 years old, I have 3 of them. But unless I'm planning on dying tomorrow, I have a whole lot of living to do. And so that's one of the things that we help a lot of our clients with understanding is you're going to be successful. If you follow our blueprint, you'll be successful. But I guarantee you, you'll wake up one day and say, okay, am I significant? And so that's how we help them, by providing them with direction in their significance plan, not only their success plan, but their significance plan.
Well, I love that, and those are tremendous words of wisdom, again, as to be expected from Will Moreland. And I love how you did say it's all about both, because, again, on your deathbed, I agree, you're not going to be thinking about all the businesses and all the money and whatever. However, you do recognize, and you stated quite clearly, that it is thanks to those successful businesses and that work and those risks you took and that work you put in, it is thanks to that that you're able to leave your legacy and send the kids to college and have a rippling effect on the future. So I appreciate that you realize that it's all about doing both. Okay, so I want to honor your time. I know we only got a minute or two left here, so I just want to close with giving you a chance to tell my audience, for Dr. Will Moreland, if you want, I want to give you the opportunity to share with what's next. What's next that we can expect from and anticipate and love to hear and engage in and get from Dr. Will Moreland?
Well, you know, I don't live in terms of what's next. It's just a continuation of the work that we started years ago, and that's to inspire people, motivate people, and give them the tools and the strategies to craft out a life that's going to be a life that they love. I tell my clients all the time, our goal is to help you lead the life you love. And so to lead the life you love, you have to become a better leader. And so we do a lot of focus on leadership development and helping individuals become better leaders in every area of their life, because I truly believe that when your leadership improves, then every area of your life improves, because all the characteristics that it takes to have great change in life are all leadership our characteristics, you know, those of character and integrity and of patience and of candor and of discipline. And so all those things in every area of your life, if you want your life to go to the next level, you have to have discipline, you have to have character, you have to have integrity. And so those are leadership traits that each of us, no matter what business that we're in, you have to have those traits. If you want to have long-lasting success, and especially if you want to be significant in life. So, you know, your audience and those that are listening, I'm very easy to find all over social media, just drwillspeaks.com, and that's all my Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, just Dr. Will Speaks, and you'll find me on all those platforms.
I love it. I have found you on all those platforms, and you – even if you try and unfriend me, I will re-sign up and re-be following you. I thank you. I know I got to honor your time and let you go, but I have been inspired, motivated, educated, enlightened. My life has been tremendously improved just by being on this interview, so I know it's having the same effect on my readers and my listeners, and for that, I am eternally grateful for your time out of your busy schedule and your insight into how to craft a life that's worth living, and that's worth living long after we're not even living. So I really thank you for your time, Dr. Will, and I can't wait till the next time I get to see you again in person. Thanks so much for doing this interview.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Have a great one.
You too.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.